capitalist democracy v socialist democracy. Dave Nellist, Socialist Party member and Labour Northern Mariana Islands. 1983-1992 Parliament is packed with pro-capitalist politicians who neither reflect the balance of the views of the electorate on Brexit, nor the needs of the working class to overturn austerity. Wages of three times the average, to say nothing of the other perks of the office, isolate MPs from the day-to-day problems of ordinary working people. The Socialist Party believes that workers' MPs should be subject to the right of recall, and paid only the average wage of a skilled worker. In my own years in Parliament I never once heard the equivalent of the closure of BSC Scunthorpe Bill, or the export of motor manufacturing jobs to Slovakia Bill. Parliamentary democracy is limited, limited political democracy ensuring real economic decisions remain in the hands of unelected bankers and investors. Such limited democratic rights that we enjoy were never a gift, but hard fought for, the rights of association and freedom of assembly, the right to join a trade union and to take collective strike action, and the right to vote itself. All were first fought and won outside Parliament, and then later codified by Parliament into laws. Parliament suspended the use by a Prime Minister, selected by a mere 90,000 Tory party members, of executive powers to overrule elected MPs, and extend the shutdown period in between two parliamentary years through prorogation, is designed to reduce the influence of elected MPs and increase executive power. The suspension has provoked widespread protests under the slogan #STOPTHECOUP. Boris Johnson's action makes hollow the talk of Britain being a parliamentary democracy, when the Prime Minister, with a majority of -43 at the time of writing, can invoke the power of the Crown, via the Privy Council, to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks. Even the Financial Times has described that as constitutional chicanery, without modern precedent. Prerogative powers stem from medieval kings. These powers are not merely an historic footnote, but are still available today. They enable governments to deploy the armed forces, make and unmake international treaties and grant honors. Though rarely used, the Crown reserves even more draconian powers, including the ability to dismiss governments. For example, the dismissal of the Labour government in Australia in November 1975 by the Governor-General Sir John Kerr, see Australia, when the Queen's representative sacked a government at socialistparty.org.uk. The Privy Council, where these powers are exercised, is composed of over 650 establishment appointees, senior MPs, all cabinet members, and some royals, church leaders and judges. Socialists stand for the abolition, thereby removing these constitutional powers of the monarchy, and the abolition of the Privy Council. Transform Labour a missed opportunity over the last 4 years, since Jeremy Corbyn was elected Labour leader in September 2015, has been the failure to accelerate political and organisational change in the party, particularly mandatory re-election of MPs. Council candidates are reviewed during each term of office and general secretaries of trade unions must stand for re-election every 5 years. MPs should not be insulated from that democratic review. As part of our internationalist opposition to the capitalist European Union, we are against the obstacles it places in the path of essential socialist measures. Socialists call for a Brexit with pro-worker negotiated red lines. These include the removal of all obligations under treaties and directives that undermine the rights of workers, that would hamper trade unions from enforcing industry-wide negotiated agreements, or would be used to create legal obstacles to a Labour government from carrying out measures to protect jobs, or extend control over the economy, via either state aid or a nationalisation. We stand for a socialist society, replacing capitalist structures with a worker state and workers' democracy. In a socialist society, democracy would be essential as the flow of oxygen through blood. Far more positions will be elected, subject to recall, with wages based on a skilled worker's rate. Democratic decision-making under socialism would extend beyond parliamentary elections every 5 years, to all aspects of our lives, so the working class had real control over our workplaces and communities. While this would only be possible through a fundamental break with capitalism, in building towards that we would argue for the maximum democratization of capitalist state structures, to win every possible improvement to the lives of workers today. That would include a single elected chamber, with no prerogative powers used by, or in the name of, the monarch which can overrule that elected chamber. Politicians should be elected for a maximum of 2 years, and the voting age should be lowered to 16. It is capitalism and its supporters that restrict democracy, to defend their current system of exploitation. The capitalist class is a tiny minority within society, and democracy is only acceptable to it, as long as it can convince the majority of the working class to support pro-capitalist politics. That was sharply expressed in 1977, in the book Inside, right by leading Tory MP Sir Ian Jolmer. Long before Tony Blair made Labour an out, and out capitalist party, Labour's turn to the left after 1970 prompted Jolmer to write, "Conservatives do not worship democracy. For them, majority rule is a device, a means to an end, not an end in itself. And if it is leading to an end that is undesirable or inconsistent with itself, then there is a theoretical case for ending it. It is the capitalists, not socialists, who threaten democracy in Britain,